Welcome to American Indian Living, a program developed by the Native Education and Health Initiative to improve and enhance the health of people throughout the Native communities. American Indian Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he's ready today to help you learn more about your health. Here's Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to today's edition of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We're speaking today with people who have gathered in Grand Rapids, Michigan, perhaps a familiar setting for those of you who listen regularly to our program, because we've been recording shows in August of 2014 at the ASI International Convention. To lead off today's show is Mark LaVenture. Mark is the president of Country Life Natural Foods. Mark, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to see you.
Mark, coming to this venue, or at least this set of meetings on a regular basis, you're someone who is, seems like, always here. Is this a regular stop for your corporation?
We have been involved in this gathering for 15 years or so. And it's been always enjoyable to see the variety of people trying to help other people in various ways. And our interest in health is echoed by a lot of other organizations as well.
What's exciting to me about Country Life Natural Foods is you somehow have some kind of magnet, I think, there at your booth. And a lot of people just want to go over there, and it seems like you're always giving them something that they appreciate. What are you passing out here?
Well, it's a trail mix. We call it, the recipe is fruit, nut, and seed, and it is natural raw nuts, dried fruits, and seeds like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. So the recipe has almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts, raisins, sunflower seeds, coconut, and the common, you know, some people will pick out individually. They have favorites.
Oh, is that
in
how
there.
It works? Okay.
But some will just take by the handful, and the combination is just so very enjoyable. And yes, we are known for that. Just a little interesting note. We, rather than give pens or logo, letter openers or anything like that, we thought we would give the actual food that we sell all the time. But
no, it's a great idea, and I'll be honest with you, I always enjoy going by your booth and picking some of that up. I've been so busy though recording shows, I've never made it, so hopefully you haven't run out already.
We've not run out, and I'll have to bring one down to you.
Oh, wow. I won't hold you to that, but between the two of us, we'll connect with that. What I think is great about what you're doing with Country Life Natural Foods is you're making available to people throughout a large portion of the country many foods that Native Americans valued historically. In today's world, we have many First Nation peoples living in urban settings. They can't grow the food. They can't gather the nuts and seeds that they used to in their traditional setting. How diverse is the product line that you offer, and what does it include?
We really specialize in helping people cook from scratch at home.
Okay.
So we carry the full line of greens and beans and nuts and dried fruits and pastas and seasonings, and for the most part, at least half to two-thirds of our product line are products like that, where they're unprocessed, they're dried after being harvested in the fields, and then we store them in the warehouse and it's often repackaged to smaller, more consumer-friendly sizes. We also carry some of the manufactured foods that other health food companies produce, whether it's cereals or corn chips and simple things that you can get. But say, for instance, the corn chip, which is a very popular item for us, we use it's an organic product, a whole grain corn, and so we try to always choose things that are closer to the natural source and closer to the natural format of the foods.
Very good. So even though you're in a business that I would say as a physician is helping enhance people's health, there's probably those days where, if not you yourself, other people in your organization look in the mirror and say, I mean, is this really what I want to do? But maybe you're somewhat insulated from that danger because you're actually using your foods in your own community, teaching people how to cook. Do I understand that you're still doing that?
Yes, we do. We're quite active in community health education programs. And with that, helping people to know what to do with natural foods and how to prepare them in a tasty way is part of what we do. And the results and the satisfaction we get from seeing people really get a handle on the challenges with diabetes or blood pressure or simple things like weight loss, it's just very rewarding for us to be involved in that.
Well, and that's why I asked the question the way I did, because you're getting feedback from people who are actually using your products, and it's life-changing feedback, isn't it?
It is. It is. I have a story. It's currently in our minds because it was printed in the ASI magazine here at the convention. And there was a man. He was in his 50s. He had a multiplicity of health issues, including severe enough to be on a waiting list for a heart transplant.
Heart transplant.
And he was here in Michigan. And so he started coming to our cooking classes, and at first he was overwhelmed with the idea of making all the changes that, for us, we've been doing it for years, but for new people, it does at first seem overwhelming. But we try to take people step by step through the process, and we say you don't have to change everything at once, but start incorporating more natural foods into your life. Style and you know, we taught him other things like the value of being hydrated, drinking enough water, you know, not the sugary soda pop drinks, but actual water and outside activity, whether it's intentional exercise or just gardening in the fresh air and sunlight. And you know, so we look at the overall lifestyle. Well, this man went on to continue with our programs, cooking classes at first, then he signed up for a program we do that, David, you were involved in the filming of it, the Wellspring Diabetes Reversal program, and so he went through 16 sessions of that with us, and in the process of about a year's time, he lost, I think, between 50 and 60 pounds. But his physician took him off his blood pressure medications.
Wonderful.
His blood sugar was normalized.
Great.
Interesting personal note, he said he pulled out his suit that he used, dress suit that he used to wear in high school and was able to wear that again.
Oh, really? Wow.
And eventually was removed from the heart transplant waiting list.
Really?
And then the icing on the cake was that through this process, his physician had been frustrated over many years of seeing people often too late, or not maybe too late, but later in their progression of disease, and then trying to get them to reverse the process as was a challenge. So the cardiologist that he was seeing had it in his mind already that he was going to transition into preventive medicine, and he did eventually close his cardiology practice and went into lifestyle education or preventive medicine.
And it was because of the influence of the
You know, partially patient. Because of the influence of the man that we were able to work with.
Wow. How did this fellow actually hear about the classes that you were offering? Do you know?
You know, I'm not really sure. He may have come to our health food store just casually dropping in. Although another interesting thing, we've had a man here recently with diabetes and another more severe disease. I'm not sure of the name. It might be something like Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré.
Okay. And he was in the local hospital about 15 miles away. And while he was there in the hospital, some of the staff nurses said, well, you need to go over to Country Life. Those folks can really help you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So referrals come from many people in the community because we are known to be able to teach people how to use the natural foods.
Well, it's exciting to me because you're really not health professionals, are you? Do you have any medical professionals?
I don't. We have a couple nurses on staff, but technically
okay.
not, medically oriented. We uh-huh. we do lifestyle education, and we glean from experts like yourself and uh-huh. printed and media materials.
Well, that's yeah. great. I think this is such a wonderful model for Indian Country because there are such needs in many places. You, I know, do ship your natural foods to a large part of the U.S. Can you tell us how far your reach is? Because you're based here in Michigan, right?
We are based in Southwest Michigan, and we do have our own delivery trucks that cover about 15 states in the mid-central down into the southeast area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But we do service the entire country by United Parcel Service and United States Postal Service.
Uh-huh.
And so we can get food to any corner of the country.
So most economically, it would be people in the central U.S. and the kind of Great Lakes region that could get it directly shipped by your company?
Right. It is economically beneficial to get it on our own trucks, and mm-hmm. we have a modest minimum order for those deliveries. Uh-huh. And the UPS customers, they'll pay the shipping for, we do a flat rate, whatever state you're located in.
Oh, really? It's a yeah. flat rate price?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's different price for different states,
okay.
depending on the distance.
So here's the next question. If someone in a tribal setting, tribal nation, says, we'd like to do something like this, I mean, do you folks ever help anyone set something up if they wanted a natural foods distribution point in, say, the Phoenix area? Will you ever give people some of your leads, or is this kind of proprietary information?
Well, and you're speaking Phoenix, Arizona, I assume, that
uh-huh.
that's quite a distance from us, and
right.
and yet we can get food there,
mm-hmm.
and the way that with shipping, the larger the volume ordered at one time, the more, the cheaper per pound the food shipping cost would be to get mm-hmm. the food to them.
So if someone's starting something, a new program, a new health food store, want to provide healthier options on the reservation, for example. Do you have any resources that you'd share, any places you'd point people to other than a resource like your facility?
There are other regional distributors like ourselves that are in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is one in Tucson.
Okay.
And I'm not sure the name of them, but they're mm-hmm. similar to us where they will warehouse and ship a variety of products, and I think they're quite a bit larger than us,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
even so. But there's in California and in the Northwest, there's regional distributors that carry all the products that we do.
So today, anybody, if they're determined, any tribe, if they want to make an effort, they could get these whole natural foods into a supermarket or something, even on a reservation.
Yes, absolutely. And we're really encouraged with seeing that over the years. We've been involved in it for a number of years. And I can tell you just my personal testimony, I feel as good today as I did 20 years ago.
Really? Tremendous.
Just from the lifestyle and using the foods. But the foods are more available in more and more places, and the prices are reasonable for people to get their hands on it. So we're really encouraged to see that happening all over the country.
Well, that's great. Mark, we're just about out of time, but I know there's folks who want to connect with you at Country Life Natural Foods. How would they do that?
Okay. Toll-free phone number would be 800-456-6974. Our website is the four letters that stands for Country Life Natural Foods, so it's clnf.org.
Okay, very good. Mark LaVenture, president, Country Life Natural Foods. We're going to be back with more great guests from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Don't go away. I'll be back with you.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Navigating this world when you are undereducated can be difficult. I'm Dr. Ben Carson, and I know this for a fact. When I was growing up, my family lived in dire poverty, and because of my poor learning skills, my classmates called me dummy. My life began to turn around when my mother encouraged me to read. I went from the bottom of my class to graduating from Yale University and becoming the youngest director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I know how important it is to nurture a child's dream.
When I grow up, I want to become a scientist.
I want to be a doctor, just like Ben Carson.
I hope to become an engineer.
I want to be a teacher or maybe a broadcaster.
The Carson Scholars Fund is impacting schools across the nation by encouraging children to read, write, and excel at math and science so they can realize their dreams. We need your help. To learn more about the Carson Scholars Fund and to donate, visit our website at carsonscholars.org.
After all, the person who has the most to do with your success is you.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You're back with Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. We're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I've got another great guest with us introducing some wonderful things in Indian country. Cal Thrash, president of Yuchi Pines Institute. Great to have you with us, Cal.
Thank you, Dr. DeRose. I'm pleasure to be on.
You know, one of the things that I've enjoyed on this program, hosting it over the last decade or more, actually, is having your mom on the show.
Right.
Many people know Dr. Agatha Thrash, physician. And when I first had her on the program, I didn't realize that she had Native roots.
Yeah, that's true.
And she actually seemed to be quite close to some of the Native Americans in your family.
That's true. We had Cherokee forebears. Yep.
And I always appreciated her sharing some of the Native wisdom that comes from the Southeast.
Yeah.
So now you're not a health professional yourself.
No, actually, my parents were both physicians, mm-hmm. and I think I got a dose of that, and I decided to go into business instead.
Okay, so. But you've kind of come full circle, and you head up now a health institute.
That's true. I've actually, of course, maybe some by osmosis and some through training, gotten some health education under my belt, and so I've been a health educator now for some years.
Wonderful. So tell those of our listeners who've never heard of Yuchi Pines or never heard of your mom and dad, maybe tell us this, first of all, where you're located, and then a little bit about what Yuchi Pines is all about, a little history.
Okay. My parents, as I mentioned before, both physicians, back in the early 60s, had realized that their practice as they were doing it was not as satisfying as they would like to see. They weren't really seeing the follow-through in the health work that they wanted to see. And so they began to look for something that was more down the line of preventive medicine, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That might be able to head off some of these things before they actually got to the place where they were truly serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we began looking for the land to have what we call a lifestyle center.
Okay.
My mother had read about a physician who had done this very thing, and on a very small scale, mm-hmm. and so she thought, well, maybe this could be duplicated, and so we began looking around. Found this land, and as you know, in the area there with the Chattahoochee River is all Creek Indian territory,
uh-huh.
and so the Yuchis were in the area, actually at the Yuchi Reservation, not too terribly far from where our land is located
uh-huh.
At the time, and so the name was a natural. Many of the creeks and rivers, including the Chattahoochee River, the Hatchachubby River, mm-hmm. The Yuchi Creek, and so forth, have been named after those names there that the Indians gave to that branch of creeks and rivers that went through there.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided on that name, and that was, I think, a natural. And our original lifestyle center was named, I'm going to mangle this, but we always called it Antwoti,
okay.
Which I understand is Cherokee for something similar to a get-well place or a place
okay.
to go for healing.
Okay.
And we thought that's perfect
uh-huh.
for what we wanted to do. The focus, of course, is preventive, but
mm-hmm.
also
mm-hmm.
once a person does have some type of failure in health system to, as much as possible, use a natural approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we wanted to do with it, and what we've been able to do now for over 44 years.
Wow.
It started in 1970.
Wow.
The idea, of course, again, is that many of the things that that a person can do to prevent disease, conversely, if a person does have some type of metabolic disorder or degenerative type disease, perhaps, many times those preventive measures can also kind of reverse or sometimes even halt
mm-hmm.
The progression of disease, and we've been able to see this over and over again with these natural methods and preventive methods over the years. It's been very rewarding in this over the years.
I mean, it's been very impressive. A lot of us have been influenced by the work there at Yuchi Pines. I remember as a medical student spending about a week at your facility and just really seeing, you know, some amazing things, how
yes.
you were using those simple natural remedies. I wasn't being taught those things in my conventional medical training.
That's true. Yeah, not usually something that you bump into too much in medical school. Although, having said that, you know, it's getting more common
right.
to see, you know, at least specialties
mm-hmm.
in natural things. And of course, many of the older folks had remedies that they had been using, and you kind of have to sort out the ones that are basically just kind of folklore
right.
to the ones that are effective.
Right,
and many
right.
of them are effective. It just takes a little bit more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when we're talking about preventive type things, you've been hearing for years about things like exercise and,
right, right.
and a proper type of diet and so forth, and basically just many times, I know my dad used to say that the muscle that a lot of people need to use when it comes to diet is pushing away from the table.
Mm.
So we just need to kind of
mm-hmm.
know when to quit sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and that's also preventive in many ways. Obesity, really a big problem in our country now.
For sure.
And of course, all the supersizing probably doesn't help anything.
No, definitely not. Your dad, also Calvin Thrash,
yes.
Dr. Calvin Thrash, was, in my estimation, quite the scientist. I mean, I don't know if he published a lot of medical papers.
Not a whole lot, I don't think. But he
was
yeah.
quite the researcher.
Yes.
And one of the things I learned from him, or at least was inspired by him about, was the use of something that many physicians have been cautioned not to do, and that was fasting patients mm-hmm. who had diabetes.
Yes.
You've done a lot with that at your institution over the years. Do you still actually sometimes put people with type 2 diabetes on a fast?
We do. Of course, it's supervised, but that is something that we've used actually quite effectively in trying to normalize blood sugar levels. And it is something that you can, you know, that the blood sugar will respond to. Here again, it is a... I guess you could say a little bit on the controversial side, but it's
uh-huh.
something that we've found to be quite effective. I know personally that I've been acquainted with some people who have had just tremendous or immediate response,
right.
Normalization, if you want to call it that, within a few days. It doesn't mm-hmm. many times isn't within 24 hours, but mm-hmm. A couple of days or maybe three of fasting. And we're talking about a complete fast, you know, mm-hmm. really just water. And you're not going to be doing a lot of physical activity during that time, obviously, but you want to try to normalize the blood sugar as quickly as you can. And it does respond pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The key, of course, on the other side of it is what are you going to do after the fast?
Right.
When you come out of the fast, if you go right back to what you did before, then it's not going to really be very effective, and I think may even be more harmful in the long term. Mm.
And like you said, you're not just going out in the community and telling people with type 2 diabetes to fast.
No.
You're doing it with physicians
That's
actually
correct.
Guiding the patient.
That's correct. Yeah.
And one of the things, I don't know how you've done it over the years at UC Pines, but it seems like you've always got a good group of physicians there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's even true to this day?
That's true. In fact, right at the moment, we've got more physicians on staff than we had when my mother was the medical director.
Really? How many physicians do you have?
Well, right at the moment, we have three. Uh-huh. We're anticipating another one, a female physician, to join our staff from the Loma Linda area shortly. We're not sure just exactly how quick, so it's dependent on the sale of a house. But you know that we treat our the whole setup that we have as a ministry. Mm-hmm. And we really do believe that this is something that we should be doing to help mm-hmm. humanity. Mm-hmm. And so the aspect of profit is not really in it. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, the physician is going to have to kind of have a different mindset.
Right.
And so, you know, they had to kind of wait for the house to sell. And, you know, but really in many ways, when you're with us, you're kind of all in, at least for a while. Uh-huh. So it takes a little bit of thinking in order to be able to go that direction. Uh-huh. And so I have been actually, like you, a little bit amazed that we've had such talented physicians, too.
Uh-huh.
On our staff that we've been able to work with. Wynn Horsley has been working with us now for, I guess, pretty close to two decades,
uh-huh.
on and off at
right,
least.
Right.
And I would say that probably of the physicians that I know, he's had as, at least as much clinical experience in natural remedies and lifestyle medicine of pretty much anybody I can think of.
Mm-hmm. And Wynn, of course, has also that physical medicine background.
That's true.
So he's very good with the hydrotherapy
right?
and water
right.
treatments and all. So I'm putting myself in the position of a listener hearing about UC Pines the first time. This may sound pretty exciting. I mean, these strong native roots with the native bloodlines of the
yep.
founders and
yep.
you know, being influenced even in the naming of the facility
That's
and
right.
the, by Native American wisdom and values. But there may be some reluctance, too, you know, talking about fasting. that,
yeah.
But actually, many people throughout Indian country know that fasting was something across tribal lines that was valued. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've thought of it in terms of spiritual lines or
right.
maybe in the context of a vision quest or something. But mm-hmm. you're using it therapeutically
That's
there.
That's correct. And, you know, here again, I do believe that there's definitely a spiritual component to health,
mm-hmm.
And we have a strong spiritual component at our institute as well. As far as the fasting aspect, I know that many people do think of that in terms of being able to clear the mind,
mm-hmm,
and I think
mm-hmm.
that it's effective in that way. But certainly from where we're coming from, mainly we're trying to reverse the progression of a disease,
mm-hmm.
and seems to be pretty effective in that. In fact, used in the way that we're doing it, probably one of the more well-researched areas of longevity anyway is calorie reduction.
Wow. We need to run. Amazing that the time just slips away. People who want to get a hold of UCHI, how do they do that?
We have an 800 number. It's 877-UCHI-PINES.
And how do you spell UCHI?
It's spelled UCHEE and then Pines, just like
okay.
pine trees.
877-UCHEE-PINES.
That's it.
Calvin Thrash, president of UCHI Pines Institute. Cal, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll be back with more on today's edition of American Indian Living.
American Indian Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor, because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
As Native Americans and Alaska Natives, we have the power to prevent diabetes.
Science has proven that if we lose as little as 10 pounds by walking briskly for 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and making healthier food choices, we can prevent diabetes.
For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. For free materials, call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-800-438-5383 and ask for the power to prevent diabetes. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me now, another great guest on a series of shows that we're recording from a venue, an exciting venue, Grand Rapids, Michigan, the ASI International Convention. This segment actually is being recorded as the seminars are winding down, as this exhibit area is winding down. It's going to be a little bit, exciting. And you may hear some background noise, but that just adds to the ambiance of the program and to the value of the guest that's sitting right across from me, Dr. Roger Gallant. Roger's an MD. He's an emergency medicine specialist. You also head up the New Start Proactive program. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be here, Dr. DeRose. This is an honor and a privilege. You know, New Start Proactive is a program we run at Weimar Institute, and it's for people who want to make a lifestyle change before they get too sick.
Wow.
They realize that there are things in their life they could do better, and they want to make changes and incorporate the principles of health before they actually get sick.
Now, this is amazing because as a physician myself, I know that most people come to our doors, and as an emergency medicine physician, I don't need to tell you this, people wait until they've got some kind of a problem, right?
Right, and then they wait for a couple more days just to see if it'll go away or get better.
Amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
It is. Amazing. It
amazing. Is. So tell us some practical things that folks tuning into today's show, they can say, I heard this, I can do this, I don't even need to see Dr. DeRose or Dr. Gallant. Well, what kind of tips have you got for us?
You know, the first one that comes to my mind is something that somebody actually just gave to me a few days ago.
Okay.
It was an article about a lady in England.
Uh-huh.
This was a lady who was of average health, I would say, or maybe just a little below average.
Okay.
And she was starting to get health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And she read that drinking water is good for you.
Fair enough.
And she said, you know, I really don't use too much water in my diet. I drink a lot of other things like coffee and soda and juice and things like that. She said, I'm going to try this out for me because my doctor has been telling me that I need to change my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I am only going to drink water. And she started drinking about a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a day.
Wow, that's a lot of water.
It is a lot of water. And that was the only lifestyle change that she made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what she found is that she started to have aches and pains.
Yeah, you mean she had them before?
She had them before,
okay.
And they started to go away.
Wow.
She wasn't sleeping so well at night.
Uh-huh. Before the water
drinking. Before the water. Mm-hmm. And she started to sleep better.
Hmm.
She was getting blotches on her face and her skin. And she noticed that they started to go away.
Wow.
She did this for 30 days, and she actually posted on a website pictures before and after.
Really?
And without reading the article, just looking at the before and after pictures, the changes are so dramatic.
That's dramatic. It is.
It is. It's amazing. So one of the things I would recommend to people is increase your water intake and decrease all of the other things that you
mm-hmm.
drink.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an exciting message you're giving us, Dr. Gallant. And, you know, just for the record, someone may be getting worried about drinking that much water, but the evidence suggests that before you get into real danger with drinking too much water, I mean, all things being equal, if you spread it out throughout the day, it's probably in the range of 4 gallons. I mean, that's the figure
yeah.
I've seen. Have you seen anything different?
I've seen that number. and other numbers similar to that. And I, you know, like you say, the key is you want to spread it out throughout the day.
Right, right.
One of the ways, you know, people always ask me, how do I know if I'm drinking enough water? Mm-hmm. And one of the things I try to tell them is I don't like to use a number or okay. a range or a ratio.
Uh-huh.
What I like to tell people is everybody's body is different. When you're drinking water between your meals, then you know that you've drunk enough water when the output is pale to clear. So in other words, your urine output should be pale to clear. That way your body has taken all the water it needs,
okay.
and then it is spilling out the excess, and you know that your body is then healthy.
So if you're drinking plenty of water, the urine that you're putting out is going to look similar to the water you're drinking.
Correct. It's okay. not going to change the color of the water in a toilet bowl very much.
Okay. Now, just to give the flip side, there are some people who do have to be careful of how much water they drink, right? And who would those be?
Well, people who have heart disease mm-hmm. and their hearts cannot pump sufficiently to deal with a large volume of water may need to watch their water intake.
So this would be people we would label with congestive heart failure?
Congestive heart failure, or okay. CHF is another way that we label that.
Uh-huh.
People who have kidney problems, their kidneys cannot filter the water adequately,
okay.
may be at risk if they take too much water in. But for the most part, the average people who are of average health, most of us should be able to increase our water intake without any real damage or any real health issues from doing that.
Excellent. I mean, that is a great piece of information, and I know that connects with native wisdom because, I mean, what was the beverage that indigenous peoples in this continent were using primarily?
Right.
Was
right.
water.
Right.
Dr. Gallant, so that's one of the things I'm assuming that you talk about in the proactive
that
program?
That is one of the things we talk about. Another thing that we talk about is getting regular exercise. It's so important for us to get regular exercise. And when I say exercise, I don't mean that you need to go out and run a marathon or do something like that. I mean you just need to go out and walk.
Hmm.
Walking is one of the best forms of exercise for our bodies because it's low impact, so it's easier on our joints.
Uh-huh.
And it also is something that most of us can do.
Right, right.
You know, I'm not telling you that you have to go and stand on your head for 10 minutes to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you to go out and get some exercise, to walk.
Right.
You really don't need special equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good healthy pair of shoes, supportive shoes, is good, but you don't have to have that.
Mm.
You don't have to belong to a gym or have a membership somewhere.
Exactly.
You don't even have to have somebody to do it with. Although having a walking partner is a benefit because you both hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have that. Any of us can go out and increase our exercise.
Very good. Very good. So some simple things you can do. You can drink more water. You can exercise. And what you're finding as people come to you, not necessarily as an emergency medicine doctor, but as you're running the New Start Proactive program, they're coming because, what, are they putting on extra weight? Have they got early diabetes? What diagnoses are you seeing?
Most of these people are just feeling that they have something that's not quite right. They feel mm-hmm. like things are changing, and they want to look at it and address it before it gets too bad.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just to give you a quick story, we had a lady who came who thought her cholesterol might be going up a little bit, but she didn't know exactly where it was. She came to see us, and we tested her cholesterol at the beginning of the program. And she had high cholesterol, and specifically she had a high LDL cholesterol, which is the dangerous type of cholesterol.
Right.
The cholesterol that promotes heart disease and atherosclerosis and strokes. And what she found was just by changing her lifestyle, changing her exercise patterns, changing how much water she drank, and changing the types of foods that she ate, she was able to bring her LDL cholesterol, which is the dangerous one, down by 50 points
wow.
in 1 week. Because we drew her blood 1 week apart, and it came down by 50 points.
50 points. So where did she start? Where was her LDL level to begin with?
Her number was well over 200,
uh-huh.
and she came down, as I recall, to about the 175 range. So she dropped from probably about 225 to 175.
So just trying to do some quick math. I mean, that's what? That's in the range of 20% or better.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. In 1 week.
In 1 week. Now, and that's, as they say on radio programs, those results are not always typical.
I understand.
But it is possible, and that's the good news, is that just simple changes in a short period of time actually can promote health.
No, I mean, this is exciting because anyone can make simple changes. They can drink more water. They can walk. But what actually were you doing with the diet that actually made the difference, or was it mainly the water and the walking?
Well, no, we are also promoting dietary change, and one of the main things that we recommend is a plant-based diet.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of research out today that shows that a plant-based diet is one of the best ways to counteract the lifestyle diseases we see, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, atherosclerosis, heart disease, strokes. All of those things are affected by our lifestyle. But a plant-based diet is definitely one of the ways to decrease the incidence of those types of lifestyle diseases.
Excellent. When someone comes, though, plant-based diet, I mean, we're talking about really pushing a lot of fruits and grains and vegetables, right?
Right.
Don't some people kind of resist that, saying, I'm not used to eating these foods?
Absolutely. And, you know, we all have things that we like. Our taste buds are geared towards certain types of foods.
Mm-hmm.
But what I tell people who come to the New Start Proactive program is that our taste buds turn over about every 14 to 16 days.
Hmm.
So if we can make a change for a couple of weeks, the food actually starts to taste different to us. It actually starts to taste good. And for some people, it tastes good right from the get-go. But
right,
people
right.
who find that the taste is unique or different, if they can do it for a couple of weeks, and then I tell them if they can add one more week, if they can really do it for three weeks, then it starts to become a habit. They say if you do something 20 times, you develop a new habit. So if they can do it for about 3 weeks, 21 days, they'll start to get a new habit. Taste buds will change, and they'll find that they'll feel better. And they'll find that the food is more appealing, and it's a rich blessing.
Great. So you personally work with each person who goes through the New Start Proactive program?
I do.
And tell me what that looks like. How long would someone come for this program?
We've changed the program a little bit lately, and now we're doing about a five-day program.
Okay.
So in 5 days, we're teaching you the principles that are involved with making healthy lifestyle choices. And we're showing you how to start your own plan. One of the other things that we like to do is we like to encourage people to be on a regular schedule, to go to bed about the same time, to wake up about the same time, to eat their meals about the same time. Our bodies tend to function best when we're on a schedule.
That's for sure.
So the more that we can do that, the better off we are. So, you know, I tell people it's not a good idea to plan to stay up late at night. It's not a good idea to start to, you know, do things off of a schedule. The more we can stay on schedule, the better off we are.
Very good. We're just about out of time, but we want to help people know how to get a hold of you and New Start Proactive. How do they do that?
If you call Wemar Institute, you can go on the web. There is something called the New Start Lifestyle Club, which is a website. You can go to newstartlifestyleclub.org, O-R-G, and you can find us there. There are telephone numbers, and there is information there. And contact us. We'd be happy to help.
Okay. newstartlifestyleclub.org. Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Roger Gallant, he's an emergency medicine specialist. He heads up the New Start Proactive program. Got a lot of great insights. If you can't put these into practice on your own or you want to learn more, check him out. He's there in Northern California. I'm Dr. DeRose. We've got another great guest coming up from the heart of Indian country. Don't miss him. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. DeRose.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
Navigating this world when you are undereducated can be difficult. I'm Dr. Ben Carson, and I know this for a fact. When I was growing up, my family lived in dire poverty, and because of my poor learning skills, my classmates called me dummy. My life began to turn around when my mother encouraged me to read. I went from the bottom of my class to graduating from Yale University and becoming the youngest director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I know how important it is to nurture a child's dream.
When I grow up, I want to become a scientist.
I want to be a doctor, just like Ben Carson.
I hope to become an engineer.
I want to be a teacher or maybe a broadcaster.
The Carson Scholars Fund is impacting schools across the nation by encouraging children to read, write, and excel at math and science so they can realize their dreams. We need your help. To learn more about the Carson Scholars Fund and to donate, visit our website at carsonscholars.org.
After all, the person who has the most to do with your success is you.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE, 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Our last segment is being recorded from the venue of the Convention Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're recording this show in August of 2014. With me across the table is Kevin Paulette. Kevin is someone who's doing some exciting work throughout Indian country. He's with a ministry called Eagle and Dove Ministry. Kevin, we're really excited about what you're doing because you are trying to make a difference and are making a difference as far as the health of people in Indian country. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, this ministry started about 10 years ago, but it's not until lately that we've begun to pick up some momentum within the last two or three years. For the last 6 years, we've been going out to Montana, Fort Peck Rez, 60 miles from the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been taking groups of folks out there who love Jesus and love the Creator, and they love people. And they want to make an impact in communities around them as well as outside of their own comfort zones.
Okay, so I understand this is a Christian ministry, but you're reaching out to people regardless of what their religious background is, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And what's exciting to me is what you're emphasizing are, as you, did you call them eight natural laws? Is that what you called it?
We called it eight natural remedies.
Eight natural remedies.
From the Creator.
From the Creator. And these are remedies that don't just apply to Christians, right?
No. It's universal. Yet a lot of times people have forgotten the basics of the blessings that the Creator's given us.
So you showed me a beautiful logo. This was a native-designed logo, right?
Yes, yes.
That's based on the medicine wheel as
yes.
well as these eight healing principles.
Right. On the front is a logo of our logo is the eight teepees, and they're surrounding an eagle. And then it's descriptors in regards to what the ministry is about.
Okay.
To promote love and health and combination of these eight laws. And so what we're looking at is there are so many folks who have forgotten the basic ideas that are key to healthful living that we used to have. And what we're doing is bringing those back and just saying, let's take a peek at that.
Okay.
Because our ancestors lived a lot longer. My grandfather put these principles into action and only died 100 years old in 20 days.
Okay, so he lived to 100 by using these principles.
Yes.
Well, I just had Dr. Roger Gallant on the show.
Okay.
And Dr. Gallant especially was speaking about the benefits of drinking more water and exercising. Are you going to say something different, or are those some of the eight physicians or eight remedies that you emphasize?
I would say that we come in line very well.
Okay.
And I would add that there are five more that we don't consider.
Tell us.
Well, one I can share right now is disinterested benevolence.
Disinterested benevolence. Now, if you talk about being disinterested, that sounds like you're not interested in something. Why would I want to be interested in something I shouldn't be interested in?
Well, that's a good question. There used to be something that many of the tribes had as a natural part of their daily life and hospitality.
Okay.
And that was a giving spirit.
Mm.
That it didn't matter where you came from, what tribe you came from, what people you were.
Mm-hmm.
There was a heart because of what the Creator had given you in blessings to bless others.
Right, right.
And so we have what we call out on the particular reservation where I go very often, a giveaway.
Okay.
And this happens at particular times, and sometimes it happens in regards to, let's say, a death in the family.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, there's what they call a giveaway.
And what does that look like for someone who's listening and is not familiar with that?
You give away the best gifts you can possibly give to honor those that come to the giveaway.
So you just lost a family member, and now you're giving gifts away?
Yes. The Creator, it's like a celebration of that person's life. That the Creator's blessed you so much with that person that naturally you want to give just like He gave to you.
Wow, that's a powerful concept. And you're saying that in your experience, many Native Americans, even though they may have had that value in their cultural roots, they get into an urban setting, they lose track of what was really something that was part and parcel of their identity.
Right. What we noticed is, and I've noticed this in my own experience, there's a difference between going into the concrete jungle and coming out into the Creator's nature.
Okay.
There's a difference between a madman, a man-made location versus the Creator's hand in making something.
Uh-huh. Is this another one of these healing principles? Do you encourage people to get more into nature?
Yes, yes. Because we believe that as we come out of the iron and the steel and the concrete and see the green, if you'll notice, there's a whole lot of color in the Creator's palette.
No question.
One of them is green.
Uh-huh.
And you see it in the leaves, you see it in the grass, you see it in the plains. And it's beauty. And another one is blue. Mm-hmm. And it's an ever-changing. It never stays one particular color, but it changes. And you'll see the whole panacea of color.
Uh-huh.
Just from His palette. He paints the sky for us every morning and every evening.
So let me see if I understand this, Kevin. As you're sharing these principles, you're talking with someone about reconnecting with nature, about giving back, sharing with others. When people start to put these principles into practice, are you personally seeing changes? Are they telling you my life is changing?
You know, it's amazing. When we put those eight that the brother from New Start shared, and I call him a brother because we're in agreement.
Okay.
Can two walk together except they're agreed?
Uh-huh.
And that's important. So we think about these things in terms of Are we coming in alignment with the Creator?
Uh-huh.
With His original intent? And what a lot of folks have lost sight of through possibly misrepresentation or misunderstanding is that the Creator is a life giver.
Uh-huh.
And He wants to restore health. And He wants to restore in us the best possible condition for longevity and for vitality. And that's so key.
So, Kevin, tell us some more stories, because we hear, you know, I think we're catching this concept that you've got this vision of helping people reconnect mm-hmm. with their native roots. You're sharing these health principles, but help us see what that looks like in someone's life, other than your 100-year-old grandfather, was it?
Well, I remember going over some historical papers,
uh-huh.
and in my family tree, we had a scout that was actually in George Washington's army.
Okay.
Okay. Interestingly enough, back in those days, it was not an odd thing to see a native person live past 100 years old.
Mm.
And some, they didn't even know how old they were.
Right, right.
So, what happened that disconnected us from that past?
Okay.
That's what we need to consider.
So why do we see elders dying at, you know, 52? Why are we seeing all the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes? And you're saying we need to get back to these roots,
right.
these indigenous roots and these practices if we want to see improved health.
Well, I'll put it this way. It didn't happen all in one shot.
No, exactly.
So I'm going to put it in a terminology that may be very bold. Let's say, back in the day, we used to make arrows, and we uh-huh. used to make bows, and it took a long process. So here's what we consider.
Uh-huh.
Consider genetics the gun,
okay.
but lifestyle is the bullet.
Oh, okay, okay. Good. I mean, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but we're out of time. How does someone get a hold of Eagle and Dove Ministries if they want to connect with you?
Well, we have an email.
Okay, what's
and
that?
And you can contact me, Kevin Paulette.
Okay.
KevinPollitt.
Uh-huh.
800@yahoo.com.
Kevin Paulette, 800@yahoo.com. Spell Paulette again for me.
P-O-L-L-I-T-T, 800.
Okay, if you want to connect with Kevin, you know how to do it. I'm Dr. David DeRose. All too soon, our time has rushed away from us. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of American Indian Living. As always, I'm Dr. DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
This is Life Talk Radio.